Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Y'all, this is Reality Is. This is Maddie, and I'm here with three people that I have to yell save it to because everybody's talking before we press record and just blowing their load because we've got a lot to say because this is our collab. It's me and Poodle with Jack and Meredith from Constant Reality Check, bitches.
Woo-hoo. Yay! Welcome! Welcome!
Hello, hello,
welcome, siblings.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
That's Meredith. It's Constant Reality Check, not Constant Reality Check, bitches. Sorry.
But I like how you say it. Name. I like it when you said that it was just Meredith Constant Reality Check. That really like fed my ego.
Oh.
It was nice.
Oh, God. We got two poodles on this show.
I also want to say that I guess probably people think that you're married.
Yeah, actually, that happened on the plane with us. The lady next to us was like, are you guys on your honeymoon? And I was like, ew.
Yeah, we can't wait to make whoopee when we land.
Y'all, they're brother and sister.
It's not flowers in the attic, though.
No, it's not.
That was so weird when you said that.
You don't look enough alike.
No. Now, Meredith, are you the more mature sibling?
In terms of age. You can say older. In terms of age and, yeah, like, you know, emotionally, yes, I am. I am.
Emotionally. Wow. Is that so? Emotional.
Okay. Just some reads.
We frightened. So yeah, I'm almost 5.5. I'm 5 years older. Jack says 4.5, but it's actually 4¾. So
4¼.
4¼. So
4¼ stars.
Jack, don't talk with an accent. You're already straight and you're already handsome and Poodle's gonna just start.
It's already too much. He's already got chest hair showing. It's a good thing you can't see my lap. Let's just say that. Wow.
Yes, this is what I've wanted. Just
we dive in.
Just be just objectified.
Hey, man, well, I'll take flattery wherever it comes
from. It's
your
turn. It's your turn, straighty.
Yeah, welcome.
All right, everybody. We're doing, this is a collab, and you know how that works. We're going to do part one on our feed, on our free feed. And then part two is going to be on Constant Reality Check's feed. So be sure to follow them in the show notes and go listen to part two of the episode. And we are talking about the new show.
I was going to say, before we start, can we talk about what they do? So just so we don't
just
raw
just
dog.
Intro. Well, I'm not just saying, man. We're going to be talking about Bravo's Love Without Borders. That's all. Okay. I'm not going to talk about the show. I just saying.
I keep saying love beyond borders, but it is love without
love
borders.
Love without borders.
It sounds like a terrible charity.
And then God, like toothless, not homeless.
That's going to be their spinoff.
Oh my God!
Like, it's like love without. It's like love during lockup, life during lockup, love after lockup. It's going to be the same
love,
thing. You're going to make
love
a
without love without people.
Raging. I didn't see raging on future seasons.
That's Meredith. Love without people. That's Meredith.
Oh my
love
God.
Without
I hate
love without hoarders.
I hate
love without hoarders. Someone who leaves a hoarder.
Okay. Nice. I thought so.
The problem with the name is the least of their problems with this show.
Wow.
I just want to say that right away.
Oh no, are we going to disagree on this podcast?
Oh, you're going to love it. You love everything I hate.
But before we get to that, y'all, let's talk a little bit about Constant Reality. Y'all have been podcasting for a hot minute now, right?
Yes.
A year?
It's been about 3 months.
Oh wow.
No,
it's maybe 4 or 5. Literally in July.
There you go. That's better.
I made viral TikTok of Jack surprising my grandparents, which was adorable, mostly because of my grandparents, but Jack thought it was because of him. And he's like, we should probably start a podcast. And I was like, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
That's cute. And
then like a week later, I was like, okay, so I have graphics. I have the domain name. I have the concept. And then I realized this was a great opportunity to force someone in my life to watch reality TV and Ooh. Talk about it with me.
Oh.
And I realized this was a great long con.
Yeah. Jack, had you watched reality TV before this? Any experience with it?
I have never watched it before this podcast.
What do you watch? Do you watch like the Denver Bulls and the
Broncos?
The Trumpets? Yeah, whatever they do.
I do watch sports ball. I watch sports ball a lot.
Yeah,
yep.
Sports ball.
Yeah. I watch the Denver
Trumpets.
The
they play baseball. I don't know. The Cornette. I don't know their names.
The Nuggets.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I watch like Rick and Morty and, you know, House of
Big
Dragons.
Great stuff.
Like no, House of Dragons. Yeah. Stuff with boobs and balls. That's
yeah,
what you're
that's
watching.
What I like. I love that
just
stuff.
Just Die Hard every night.
So what? What Die Hard every night.
With a fucking vengeance.
I used to work by that building that it was filmed at. Anyway, what?
That is such a gay thing to say.
I
used to work by that building.
My building. So what was the show that y'all first kind of started to talk about first?
So originally we were going to do like classic episodes. It was going to be kind of an education thing. And we started with The Dinner Party from Hell, which is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's when Camille Grammer is there and she's like the morally corruptible Faye Resnick. Like it's so
that's
good.
A very famous episode. Yes. That you're
and then we watched
talking
like
about.
The table flipping because we're from New Jersey. So it was, you know, it was like home.
Prostitution whore. Yeah.
Prostitution whore. Married 19 times. So we watched that. And then we were doing that for a while. And it was great for like the 15 people that downloaded it.
Yeah.
But then the new season of Life After Lockup came out. And that was that was like the season after Kevin punched Curtis over a waffle.
Yes.
And I was like, Jack, do you just want to like check this out? Because it's actively crazy. What if we just tried to do a show
like a
airing
clown.
Now?
Yep.
And Jack loves it.
And now you don't know, your life was just gray without it before.
Yeah, no, we literally were just in Italy and we went to the Villa Borghese and we just started walking around looking at paintings and being like, that kind of looks like Lindsay when she's pissed off at Deontay. Take a picture. Like we have no culture anymore. We're lost. We're broken.
There's people next to us like, oh, look at this architecture. Look at the shape that they've made it. And we're just talking about dicks and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yep.
Now, y'all do other stuff. We're going to actually talk. I want to hear your thoughts on Life During Lockup right now. But you actually do other shows too, right?
Yes. Right now, we're doing, obviously, Love Without Borders. We're also doing the current season of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And then on our Patreon, I haven't watched all the seasons of Lalu and all the iterations. Yep. So we're starting from the beginning.
Ooh.
And we're watching all of it. So we're on the season with, like, Jonna and Garrett. Right. And
Tony Jonathan,
the father who's very mad. I don't know why we call him that.
We have
like Bernie Sanders.
We're going to try to go back and do those too because we only started around season 3.
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, it's already so messed up. There's this Mormon woman with this guy. It's so good.
It's so
good. And they get like hot and heavy, like necking in the car wash, but he's just like kind of like licking the side of her neck and it's weird.
She's like,
Oh my God.
The orgasms. She sounds like, remember the commercials, the Herbal Essence in the shower?
Yes.
That's what she sounds like.
Oh.
Wow.
Jack, stop it. You're going to turn poodle on.
Oh, it's too late.
Too late.
It's a good thing I had sex last night, Jack, because it'd be even worse.
He's calmer right now. He had sex last night, and then tonight he had pizza, so you've got calm.
This
poodle.
Is the best of all possible worlds.
Oh my
really.
God, you're just like living your best life.
Glad to be here.
I'm the most docile now. You could basically
really
rub
like
my
kitten.
Belly.
Yeah, you're like a little kitten.
Yeah. Normally, if you tried to rub my belly, I would snap at you and bite your hand.
Like a cat. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know. If we ever meet. Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
We did meet. Sorry.
Yeah,
we did meet.
At our Denver live show. Yes.
We meet you guys. You were at our live show. That was the show that I think I was... I was the call girl, Baby Doe.
Yeah, you were like some sort of minors, and you had a lot of like like rock jokes, and it was very good.
That was the one where Meredith walked through and just screamed when she saw you.
It was a little scary.
I wasn't expecting to see you, so my first reaction is to squeal. Yeah.
You're like, oh, look at my brother. That's there you go. Here's my brother. Here's eye candy. He's your poodle. I still have the shirt. I should have worn the
helpful.
Shirt.
Oh, it's fine.
Shirt. Yeah, but you have the button up. You can show the chest hair.
It's better this way.
It's better.
Jack,
that
we
way.
All know you're a dick pig. If Jack was gay, he would be the biggest dick pig.
Well,
he would be slinging dick.
We've said a dick pig is a state of mind.
It is.
Jack has it, and then some.
I think it's a state of mind.
Sometimes you can just feel yourself. You're a dick pig. You're a dick pig from birth.
So with love during, real quickly, let's talk a little bit about love during lockup. Who is the couple that when they come on the screen, you, I'm going to ask you, we'll ask you different, but that you're a little scared of what you're going to see.
Ty and Adi. Ty is terrifying.
She's my favorite person in the world.
She's the one that I've. This is interesting hearing this straight male because you think you could date a woman like that. Where Poodle and I, that's the goal we want to be.
No, it's the ultimate repudiation of heterosexuality. Watching Ty.
It's scary.
That's kind of girl. Her own damn house.
Yeah, dude. She'll cut your head off, but she'll give you some great sex.
Yeah, she's
she
nuts.
Will.
Yeah, she's absolutely nuts.
Freaky deaky in the
whenever. Mark, or as I call him, Mark from Severance is on the screen. I can't even. I just my mouth goes like this. Just drops.
He's so wild.
It's weird that the person named Cinceray in that relationship is the normal one. You know
what? That is so accurate.
I thought
Cinceray when I first saw their pictures. Mark Cinceray. I'm like, well, Cinceray is obviously going to try to con him. I didn't know he would turn out to be someone who wanted to impregnate her and lots of other female incarcerated people.
He's like Nick Cannon.
Or like Love Without Borders, like Phil's father, the guy from Miami Vice.
Damn, 15 kids.
Or every gynecologist. Sorry.
That's an opinion.
Jack.
That's an opinion. Now, Meredith,
I've known gay gynos before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Meredith, what about you? Who do you see that you're like, your heart stops a little bit?
Oh, my gosh. Let me go through the characters in my head for a second. I mean, definitely. God,
don't
Ty.
Say Chelsea.
Ty and Chelsea. Chelsea. No, what I love about the Chelsea scenes
as long
is
as
every,
we know she's deaf. Every, we always
every,
know.
Every episode, they're like, do you remember she's deaf? Let me cut out the
they
sound.
Do.
And let's it's garbled.
Let's do that thing where we tell the audience how it's like to be deaf so they all could experience it. It was annoying after the first time they did it for me.
No, I didn't mind it like after the third time. They did it sometimes like when they did it in the lawyer's office. That actually was a good reminder. It reminded me that she has no idea what they're fucking saying. So when they did it like that.
They're talking down to their audience. That's what it feels like.
Well, I feel like that's a good use of it. But then when they're like swimming in the pool and they do it, I'm like, no one can hear in the pool.
Yeah, like everyone.
You're like, YMCA by yourself. Like, come on.
Are they talking down to their audience though? Like,
you know,
who's the audience?
It's fair. It's fair.
You know what I mean?
It's
I don't
true.
Know what the audience is for.
Oh, I do. The woman that worked at Dodson's Florals. We talked about it every time we went in to talk to my dad about it.
Honestly, I think Emily scares me the most, and she's the one I don't like the most.
Same.
I really don't like her. First of all, she sounds like she has such disdain for criminals.
Yes, she does. She hates criminals.
Criminal. What are you doing, ma'am? She's like, I can't be associated with smoke if they do a Google search. I'm like, you're on fucking TV.
And you're wanting to be a lawyer.
Right. Well, the thing is, that whole thing is her whole purpose in life is to kind of sort through the people who are undesirables and then say, you're not worth my time. And then to punish the people who are in prison. It's really gross.
It's gross. The stealing of the stimulus check was honestly one of the most grotesque things. Like, I don't know anything really about Dari, but I'm like, that's messed up. Oh, wait, Jessica with her stomach tattoo. I keep forgetting, like, the crazy keeps coming into my head.
Going back to Emily, like, You look at her job situation later on in life, and it's like, this is all documented. They can look back on this and be like, why do we want you to represent our firm or anything like
true.
That? Like, you're making a really bad representation of yourself.
No, she's
I don't think she's
really
thinking about future.
She's really awful. But you're talking about Jessica. That I think this season's darker than the first season.
Oh, it's pretty fucking dark.
We have there were some funny ones a little bit on the first season. This is just people making the worst choices ever.
Although Jessica's friend, the drunk friend,
Shonda,
that's like, this is like 50 Shades of Grey.
Whitney Rose's drunk alias.
It's her alter ego.
It is Whitney. You know, I don't watch any Housewives, but I'm very excited that tonight, when we get done with this podcast, I get to watch Salt Lake City.
I watched it, and a character comes to play, and I am here for it.
Heather Gay is having her villain season.
Oh,
which
yep,
I would have never seen it.
Yeah, she
I
really
never
is.
Thought it.
Well, she's reading a lot of situations wrong too. Like she'll have
fighting with Angie H was a bad choice.
I just there's too many Angies though. We need to simmer down.
Thank God Angie Harrington is the agent of chaos we all deserved.
And I kind of like it because she kind of talks like this.
She does.
And she's kind of
And her Sarah Paulson vibe is just all over the place.
Oh my God, that's
she is
who
Sarah
she...
Paulson. Yeah, it is Sarah Paulson.
It's her Sarah Paulson vibe. Yeah, she's like a less lesbian Sarah Paulson.
I do miss Meredith's breastplate from her In the Moments.
Oh my
last
God,
year.
Me too.
I had no idea what was happening. Meredith, we were sitting next to each other. I'm like, what the hell is that? What's wrong with her skin?
That is like breastplate reserved for drag queens.
Yeah.
I talked about Meredith, the salt wife, not Meredith, the podcast. Or
now we're talking about Meredith.
Meredith Monks.
Seth.
Did y'all just see that fellow podcaster Kate Casey on her Facebook group posted that Jen Shaw just signed with CMEG Talent?
Of course she did.
She hasn't even been sentenced yet, and they already signed her.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
She should be on Love During Lockup.
Coach Shaw will
let's say Love During, yeah. I mean, no, I guess, yeah, they already got to be married. We do have a new season of Love After Lockup is coming up in like
December 16th.
So
I am so excited. Do you think they're going to end? I mean, what we just did episode 8 of Love During Lockup. So what do you think? 2 more episodes and
no,
then
next week is the finale.
Next week is the finale.
It felt like they were wrapping up some storylines this past week.
We think Emily is wrapped up.
Thank God.
Yeah. Emily is wrapped up. And surprisingly, no. We've already watched this episode.
We need that hookup, Jack. We do not have the right hookups.
No, we don't.
Are we allowed to say that? I don't know. Well, yeah, we can. We can. We finally. Don't worry, it'll get there. But yeah, we saw this.
You'll get there. You have to plug for a while, and then they'll hear about you. Just can't tell anybody.
I can hoe myself if you want.
Oh yeah, Jack. We can. Jack will listen. He'll suck a dick. He'll do anything.
I'm not Lisa Barlow. I will not do that for jazz tickets.
She sucks dicks for Utah jazz tickets.
Jazz tickets.
I will say, there has not been, and so far, I don't know how the finale is going to be. But from what we saw, I think it's going to deliver. But this episode, this week. Delivers as well. There has not been Poodle. When is the last time we have watched a show where the entire season? I know this was a short season, but there's not a dud in the entire season.
There's usually one or two duds, Lalu wise.
Not this season.
It's like the opposite of Happily Ever After, the negative image, where it's almost all duds except for one or two shining episodes.
I was just about to say that. Seriously, it's gone from like you guys were excited in the beginning. You're like, actually, this isn't bad. This is
we thought it was
going to
be better. We did,
and then we got past like the Karma Sutra class, and now you just sound like hostage victims.
No,
in each episode.
Maddie had Stockholm syndrome for the first 6 episodes.
I did.
And then he started hating it. I actually had hope for like 3, and then they threw away all the fun story angles they were doing, like Libby singing, and all the fun things, and we're now back to the same old shit.
Oh my God, I miss the Libby singing. It's like the black sheep. I'm still mad about that vocal coach though. Crapping on her dreams. I'm like, this is the most realistic dream I've heard from one of these people.
You were a musical theater nerd, so you know what that's. Yeah. You were like us, you know.
Oh yeah, no, I was watching that. I'm like, why is she sitting down slouching while singing too? This is stupid.
What, Jack, were you a musical theater nerd at all?
No, I played soccer.
Oh, soccer players have the best calves and great asses.
I played
juicy ass.
I have a juicy ass.
He does. Oh, I remember it.
Oh no.
You do?
Taking a mental picture. Yeah.
Oh, don't stop.
I forgot you had a soundboard.
It's soundboards. That's so cool. I want to do like a poop one if we ever have
one.
We'll
put that on our list.
Yeah, let's do that.
Zencaster, you can put your little things in soundboard. Unfortunately, this one stuck and it won't stop.
The electronic button.
I appreciate it.
But you know, that was a good segue because we should start to talk about Bravo's Love Without Borders. Okay. Jack and Meredith, who wants to take this? Who wants to, in 30 seconds, describe what this show is?
Would you like to give Meredith,
it?
Or?
I'm going to give it to Meredith. Okay. Meredith. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. This is sort of like the pacing of 90 Day UK with 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way and Matchmaker and maybe a little bit of Love is Blind combined into one show. With a host that we're never introduced to halfway through the show.
Thank you.
I just wrote, what's the woman from Top Chef? Padma.
I thought it was Padma Lakshmi, whatever her name is.
She kind of talks like her and she has a similar build. I was like, oh, Padma is a matchmaker now.
Thank you.
We don't know her qualifications.
We don't know anything.
It's all made up. I wanted to Google her before, but I'll do it later.
Erica with an A. That's her name.
Erica. I would also add Married at First Sight with that.
Oh,
because
yes.
They're actually having to live together. Yeah. Which is like Married at First Sight.
It's basically like a Frankenstein of all the shows. And Bravo was like, we really need to cash in on this because this is really popular. We should do our version of a show. And we got to get it out really fast, though. You know, so let's just, we'll cut corners.
It is quite slipshod. Put together. I think it's the fact everything is very, very Bravo. Where a TLC lens will linger in a documentary style. This is 90 Day Fiancé for the ADD market. It is extremely fast.
It is edited a lot like Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Quick.
But kind of like some Selling Sunset like shots, like some of those like, kind of glamour shots and the drone.
It's very beautifully shot.
I need to see who produces this. I need to, because I want to see what else they did, because it's kind of an anomaly in the reality show world, because I know to go to these locations could not have been cheap.
It's 12 weeks.
Exactly.
The show has a lot of fucking money behind it, and I bet it because they thought we need
a 90 Day Fiancé.
I mean, we tell people all the time, and they don't believe it, but they forget that 90 Day Fiancé is the most watched show by women in cable, period. Bravo, yep. Housewives have never been Below Deck. None of those shows are watched more in ratings. So Bravo's trying to catch in on that.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com. I just have one thought to start off, and I want to just ask you guys, how do you find contestants for this show? Because you have to be able to do a couple of things. Pick up your life completely, so your job has to be a non-issue.
Well, but before you jump in, I just want to tell people that are listening that didn't watch the show, the premise of the show is...
Please.
They're working with Erica that we don't know,
Erica.
The matchmaker.
Erica.
She goes through all these questions and interviewing that we don't see any of and know
we never
anything
see
about.
It, which is a major
about
fail.
It again, like Meredith said, halfway through the show. But she basically has set these single people up in the U.S. with someone. And then Erica shows up at their house and says, guess what? I found someone for you. You have to leave in an hour.
You have so to go today gotta, because there's an abusive partner coming to find you.
Yeah, you got to board your dogs. You got to quit your job. You have to leave now and go to the airport and fly to a country that you have no idea where you're going to go. That is, and then they send them over there. That's the premise. Sorry, Jack.
And then also what I was thinking was, how hard was it to get the visas? Like, that must have been a process,
yeah.
Right? Like,
well,
that costs money, it costs time. Like, that must be hard.
Yeah. The four of us queens have watched 90 Day Fiancé. We know this shit is way, way harder than they're making it.
They're acting like...
Yeah, you're a queen,
Jack. You're a queen.
You're
queen.
Here. You're here. Yes.
But we're acting like none of this was planned. Also, they don't know where they're going. They don't even know what to pack. So there must be, someone must tell them to pack. Is there a summer suitcase?
Well, no, Erica's saying, pack a jacket, pack a t-shirt.
Okay. She says that, but Philip hears, I'm calling him Philip. I just made him a little more formal, but Phil is like, well, I need Pine Sol, obviously. And I was like, are we going to dig into that a little
OCD.
Bit more?
He's OCD. Yeah.
Can we look into these broken, damaged people?
Okay.
Chloroform, I don't know, whatever else. Yeah.
That's the other thing. The three people we have on this episode are basically, as we say on my show,
Our show.
Meredith does that too a lot. She does.
That was just like the beginning of our Bicurious when you say
when
my
go,
show.
This is and my show. And you go, our show. I went, our show. And this, as we say on our show, sorry, this is show me your trauma right from the beginning. And the problem is all three of these lonely hearts seem to be okay with bringing their trauma into the relationship that they may potentially being in.
I always call these kind of, sorry.
No, I was just saying, they're pushing it hard.
I always call these shows people that need therapy, not relationships.
Yep. Amen.
Yeah, yep. That's true.
I've related a lot to a lot of these people.
Yeah, I was about to say, Jack definitely, with his 2.5 week marriage, definitely felt some of this.
Oh, wow. 2.5 weeks.
They didn't know that? Oh, you guys didn't know that.
Oh, that's my favorite thing. It's his fake wedding. Yeah. He was married for less time than Kim Kardashian Humphreys. And Chris Humphreys.
This year.
It was his fake wedding.
I would
Sorry, but I'm glad it was quick.
I would have a 2.5 week marriage, but someone would die at the end.
Oh, no, there was no money, and he never got the health insurance. They got married early for the health insurance. Yeah. They were going to have a bigger wedding in the spring, and he never even got the health insurance. And really, the worst part was, since they hadn't lived in the state long enough, they had to wait 90 days to, like, divorce. They couldn't just, you know. And so he ends up getting...
90-day divorce.
90-day divorce.
Bravo.
Wow.
Bravo. So he ends up getting the divorce papers on his original wedding date.
But I did get a divorce cruise out of it, which was a lot of fun.
That was cool. Oh.
That's good times.
We did go to Italy. We milked your trauma for a lot of things, and it was great.
Jack, I'm proud for you.
I know. Yeah. You bounced back.
You got out quick.
He's having his hot girl summer.
Yes. I just want to say one more thing about, I feel like everyone on this show, the three people we saw, you have to be where you have nothing left to lose.
They're
The stakes are that high.
Well, it was just like just what we watched the episode of Below Deck where Camille said, I think we're all just lost souls or lost
people, boys.
Lost boys. That kind of is everyone on this show is someone that is just they don't have roots. I mean, one woman.
You're drifting.
She lives in a van.
Oh, my God.
First thing I thought. Sorry, Mary.
Dana. Sorry. No, you can go.
The first thing I thought was Chris Farley in Saturday Night Live.
Yes. You live in a van
down by the river. She literally did.
And she built her van.
She did. She needs sunscreen.
Dana from Montana.
She needs to throw out the yellow eyeshadow palette.
We are going to talk about that,
actually. In fact, we should probably
what a great segue.
We're going to talk about Dana here still.
Oh,
it's
going to
be a long show, Poodle.
Oh, never mind.
Sorry.
Yeah, I forgot. We're going to talk about Dana now, and then we're going to talk about...
I was trying to segue.
We're going
to
talk about Phil and then Gerlene on...
I think Gerlene was a made-up name that we came up with for one of our characters that rhymed with Lurline.
Gerlene.
I think we called the character Gerlene.
Yeah, I think we did. So we're gonna talk about Dana. I will say, Poodle, I don't know if you, Meredith and I were talking before you came on. We did watch some of the other episode. Did y'all get far enough? Did you see the gay guy?
There's a gay guy. Yeah, I've seen in the trailer. I saw a gay guy.
Oh. I saw a little bit of him.
I spotted him.
I want to date a gay doctor.
He's not a doctor. Oh. He's an optometrist.
Was that the guy with silver hair and silver beard and everything?
No, that's the curly hair guy. No,
well, I'm not coming for optometrists. That is the thing. You do have to do. You have to go to school.
You would be optometrist is really hot. You would bone him.
And actually, he's not an optometrist. He is. I think he's an
ophthalmologist.
Yeah, I think he's an optician.
Oh,
He's hot. Or something
that's all
like
he
that.
Is. Yeah. Anyway,
he's an option.
He's eye candy.
Let's talk about Dana.
I think he's okay. I did see one scene where he's got Magnum condoms, and I perked up a little bit.
Let's talk about Dana from Montana, shall we?
Dana from Montana. She's a singer-songwriter.
Oh, she sure is. Actually, I was thinking how jealous Jabri would have been of that backdrop for that video. That was like, I kiss the worry off your lips. I'll even leave the light on.
Fun fact. I had considered at one point I could have been a porn star. I thought about it. And I was like, what would my stage name be? And I thought it would be Jack Montana. Like, can you imagine like coming out and be like, Jack Montana?
Sorry.
How's it going?
You said porn star and that you thought about it. And Jake's eyes just glazed over.
My thought was Jack Constant is already a really good porn name, especially like Constant Hard On.
Yeah.
You know,
you're constantly fucking.
I would be shocked that there wasn't a Jack Constant in gay porn already. It's very common.
I'm
not Googling that on my computer.
He can't because he has a work computer.
I want a VPN too. I can't do that.
There's a Jack Wrangler, but I don't think there's a Jack Constant.
Jack, there's still time.
There's still time.
I could always quit my job and be a podcaster/porn star.
There you go, Jack. Live your truth.
Does anyone think she's an aspiring singer-songwriter? I don't want to be ageist here. She's 38 years old.
Yes.
That is, let's say, a little advanced to not be discovered if she's wanting that.
Also, her music feels really young. Like it feels like she's doing old.
That's a good point.
It feels like she's doing old Taylor Swift, like the when you're 15. It's like that kind of music.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel age appropriate.
It doesn't, and it doesn't really feel like that should be coming from a woman who's 38, which makes me think that in her head she's 28.
I'm pretty sure that this woman lived for a big time in East Nashville.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the vibe. The bow, the hat. I think how many different hats does she
have? Fucking hats.
You know what? Actually, her music, the tempo, it kind of sounds like that Mariah song from Plathville. You know? I forget how it goes, but you remember? With Olivia on the piano.
Olivia playing a piano lick that never was optimized.
No. Oh, that was great.
But yeah, she's just living in a van life. She built her van and she's living that van life, and she goes to beautiful places and sings about them and gets I'm sure hundreds of YouTube views.
She is a Pinterest board come to life.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Dead on. I want to throw this to Maddie and Meredith. I want to just describe the makeup situation going on if you don't watch the show.
Maddie, please take this. Go first.
I'm going to say I have strong feelings, but it's okay.
Yeah. No, you know what, Jack?
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
You don't?
Strong feelings, too, because
let's hear a straight man perspective. Someone who, the one person on this podcast who likes to lick a cooter, you tell us what you think about her makeup.
I do. I mean, I do. As long as the landing strip is right, you know what I'm saying, Mayor?
I do enjoy cooter licking.
Don't say that. That sounds weird out of context.
No, not like that. Whatever.
Jack, you gonna lick my coochie?
You sound like Angela.
Yeah, that was the go. Jack,
what did you think about her makeup?
I think she looks too Valley Girl, in my opinion.
Okay.
Fair. Like she's maybe trying to be someone that she's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I think she's beautiful, but I think that this is my own opinion. I think women in society wear too much makeup to cover up their really true inner, their outer beauty that they have because, you know, our society kind of pushes that on them. So I feel like maybe she lost a little bit of that. She'd really see maybe she's doesn't need to have that. So I think she wears too much makeup personally.
Jack, are you trying to get laid? Like, no, are you using reality?
Honey, you don't have to work hard. I'll be there soon.
Is this music?
Jack, I just want to let you know that anytime you want to come to Los Angeles and if you need a place to stay, I'll wax my back and I'll be here for you.
Never been
supposedly
LA,
it's smooth just like a lady's when he waxes the back.
Every woman heard you say that and just went, goosh.
Yeah, everyone just went to change their underpants.
You're
everyone
right, though. And I think what you mean by Valley Girl is Valley Girl usually is someone who is doing her makeup is younger than she looks. It's trying to be her eyeliner is too much. Also, I'm going to say this right now, and I need everyone to hear it. That is a white woman with blue, two hazel light eyes.
Not you, Mary.
Brown, maybe you can do it. But for the rest of but blonde hair as well. Never put yellow on your eyes. not gold is okay. A gold, pinky gold, an apricot bronze, a rose gold.
This is yellowish gold. But this is yellow.
She ran a highlighter over her damn eyelid.
She did. Banana yellow should never go on your eyelid. That's all I want to say.
There's also the makeup gets cakey too, and the eye makeup gets cakey too, so it looks like she's constantly melting.
Yes, I agree with Jack. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah. Because she's covering up. She thinks, number one, she's 38. She is well aware of it. And she is trying to age herself way down.
She also went through a bad breakup, she said. And that's when she bought the band and everything in 7 days. So she knows she's probably feeling bad about herself.
I guarantee you there's not been one bad breakup. There's been quite a few.
Oh, yeah. Well, I will just say with her makeup, and this is, ladies, once you hit 30, you need to start preventative moisturizing and wearing sunscreen every single day. And when you start getting lines, you have to go lighter with the foundation or just do like a tinted serum or something. You got to go lighter.
Because it just brings out long. Yeah, or Botox. Yeah.
I'm saying if you can't afford Botox. I can't afford Botox anymore, and I'm almost 35, so I'm just trying to come up with other solutions.
I get it. It's Jackie Johnson from Snatch. What's her podcast name? I'm blanking.
Haley, put me on the spot. Snatch Butte.
Yeah. As she says, if you're not wearing sunblock, then what's the point of anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very true.
That's the melting look, too. It is the melting look. Yeah.
Ever since Twilight came out, I was like, I'm going to make vampire, like, chic a look. Yes. And I'm just going to glitter. And I'm just going to avoid
sparkle
the sun.
Like diamonds.
Ugh, and Kristen that's what I did. Stewart. Ugh.
Sparkle like diamonds.
I have a question for y'all. Does her dad hate her?
Yes.
Okay. I found this horrifying.
This was weird.
And especially when he says, well, I wish you luck, but I really hope it doesn't. And here's the thing. I'm not going to let you go. And that's when I went, if the different music was played now, this would be different. Like, he would lock her up in some kind of cage and marry her in some type of weird Mormon ceremony.
Oh, like, yeah. There was definitely, poison in that tea or something to knock her out.
It was strange. She's definitely had issues with family. She even said, y'all, the show is broadcasting that every single one of these people had fucked up childhoods.
Yes.
And it's bad because they're equating that with their inability to find love. And they're basically saying this equals this. So you can't really fix yourself. So if you need to do anything, you need to go overseas to find it. And Erica's going to help you.
Yeah. And it's also like, again, it's like people that have not worked through their trauma.
Yep.
I didn't have a good childhood, but I can create what I didn't have without thinking.
Say that again for everybody out there.
Oh my God. Now I'm like stressed out. You do this to Maddie too. This is like your Paul Hollywood like signature thing.
really soggy is. Bottom.
Here's a handshake. Oh, soggy bottom.
You're trying to create what you didn't have growing up.
Yeah. But yeah,
which is something that I just want to mention about y'all's show about being brother and sister. It is funny listening to y'all and that it reminds me somewhat of like Jake and I, and that Jake and I have been friends, for 20 years, since I was 10 years old and he was 30, we became friends. And
meet a
befriend a 10-year-old boy.
That's creepy.
That would make sense.
That went. But
we're 18 months apart, just to clarify.
I'm dying.
And he reminds you of it a lot.
Yeah.
But it's y'all have reactions to things, and then immediately you either know what the sibling's going to say, or you have that you kind of have this shorthand. But also, I know too much about Jake's life, and he knows too much about mine. So you know where the other person come from. So like I think that like when you watch shows like this, it's just not. I say that because we have 20 years between us, but it doesn't translate. I feel like they want us to know 30 years of a person's life in 5 minutes of this show. And it feels like
the trauma.
I feel like veal. I just feel like I'm in a cage being forced.
Delicious. Fed. Do you feel delicious?
We had some good veal in Italy. It was delicious.
Smothered in tomato sauce?
No, it was like a lemon sauce. Ooh, it was really good. Yeah.
Yummy, yummy.
Jack, do you speak Italian?
Prego.
Prego. Per piacere.
Parlo italiano. Un
poco. Oh, man. Are y'all both Italian, I'm assuming?
We're 1/8 Italian. We're actually more Ukrainian than anything else.
Oh.
I'm
Jack
sexy.
Looks more Italian. Yeah, Jack is sexy, and I'm a woman of a certain age. I don't know.
You're beautiful.
Was I picking grapes in a lovely Tuscan vintage, or am I carrying hay bales on my back from the need?
But Meredith, I know you're pretty because I want to do your makeup, and that's how I know if women are pretty. I want to do their makeup.
Compliment. Wow.
That's all that matters.
Yeah,
I guess you can come to LA too.
Oh my gosh,
sure.
Please. There's no room for me though. I have to get a hotel.
Yeah,
I understand.
Jack, you're with me.
Got it.
One thing I just want to say before, because we're going to finish up her soon. I wrote down, what makes these people trust Erica?
We never see.
If she was like well-known, like a well-known matchmaker, I'm trying to think of something like Patty Stanger. Patty Stanger or someone who was super well-known was leading this show, these people have no reason to trust this woman. Zero.
They literally open this episode like, you know, the United Airlines, like the pre-flight thing that they do, because she like turns her head. She's like, welcome, I'm your host. And she doesn't say her freaking name, though. And she looks like a realtor, too, in the white suit.
She's not really a host either.
No.
I want to just say the about me section on her website is 3 sentences.
Well, that says it all. Jackie, what were you going to say?
So, wow, that was really loud. I heard myself echo in this room.
Okay.
I feel like it's almost that white coat syndrome. You know, like when the the Milgram experiment where they had them shock someone, but it wasn't actually a person to see how far they would go because they trusted that person because it was a doctor. So this person is a matchmaker on a TV show, so we should believe her because that's what she does. So she must be good at it. So I should go with it. That's just my perspective on it.
No, it is. It just. That is what's happening, It's just weird that that's the premise of the show and that we will believe it.
It feels reality television from 2002. That's what we did that in reality in 2002, and now we don't.
There's no foreplay. They don't even lube us up.
No,
you know what I mean?
I was cruelly penetrated.
Just railroaded.
By Gerlene.
It was a gang.
Cruelly penetrated.
It's never cruel for you, Poodle. Now, I will say, this is kind of talking about...
Jack was not ready for the phrase, cruelly penetrated.
He wasn't. He's just like, wow.
He's fanning himself.
Wow.
Like a hysterical woman from the 1920s.
I left church.
I do declare.
Yeah, exactly. This is a little bit of spoiler so for the other two people that we're going to talk about on your feed, but the big... I'm not going to say what countries they're going to, but... Dana's the country. So then they take him to the airport and they're like, do you know where you're going? And they're like, no, I don't know.
This is a stupid idea for the reveal at the airport.
She gives them the ticket and she finds out she's going to Ireland. Like, and I went, okay, great. You're going to Ireland.
Sweet.
And whereas like the other, but do you think that, and maybe it's just the three we saw so far. I'm like, is she a matchmaker or does she just send people to where their genetic heritage is from?
That's a great point. That's a really good point.
She did that. She's doing that with, I mean, not that Phil's from where, but there's many different places in Africa where she, but that's where his mom was. And then with
Gerlina. Yeah,
she sends her.
But she's of Indian descent. However, she is going to an Indian family.
Yes, and so
a country
and
where
Dana,
she can speak the language, right?
Yeah, I think that's a big deal. I think everyone has to be able to go someplace. It's not like Night of Fiance where you don't know a word of English.
I would love that.
Where Ji-hoon has the little translator, and it's just saying like, you know, I like to suck off whatever.
Like that,
you know, it's not
like
even
that lady would submit. Like that
Jenny.
One.
Jenny.
I watched that show. I know things.
Parents. Yeah, God.
Can you imagine Jenny? They're like, Jenny, we're sending you to India. Oh, I don't speak the language.
So they're sending her to Ireland. And when she's on the plane to Ireland, Dana's recording herself in the bathroom freaking out going, what happened?
She's losing her shit.
What happened if I'm stranded in Ireland? I'm like,
you're in Ireland, bitch.
You're in.
The other thing is like,
take a fucking
right, English speaking. Yes.
How great was your life as it was? You were in a fucking van. This is a step up.
Also, your dad has like a 6,000 square foot house in Montana. She's like, I have nothing to go home to. I'm like, bitch, you packed your like van next to this like huge house and this beautiful piece of property.
You don't have anything anyway. You have nothing to go home to.
You're fine.
You're fine.
I mean, she goes from having to decide where to take a number two before making out to going to Ireland.
Yes. I'm telling you.
That's a plot point.
Honey, Dana, everything is a step up from here. Everything is good for you. If she sent you to Missouri with nothing but like money in your pocket, it'd be a step up.
My favorite though, she's like, oh my God, I can't wait to meet a burly man in a kilt. And I'm like, where the fuck do you think you're going?
A redheaded man.
Is Nigel Thorntonberry or something like that?
I'm like, you're in the wrong. She's like, is that Scotland? I'm like, oh, this is going to be a problem.
Yeah. No, she's a moron.
And her makeup is a war crime. Her makeup is a straight war crime.
It's a straight war crime.
Damn. Throw it now.
Sorry,
she's going to Ireland. She is not going to Scotland.
There you go.
Mac, you have a pretty good Scottish accent. Didn't you trick a bartender in Italy?
I tricked a guy who slapped a person in the neck who was Scottish. And I was drunk at this point. I was a full bottle of Israeli wine down at this point. This guy slaps this guy's neck. And I'm like, holy shit. And he was like, oh, I thought I was my friend. And I was like, that's my brother there. Like, what are you doing? You know, you better buy us a pint.
That's so not bad.
He goes, he's like, oh, I didn't know you were brothers. I was like, yeah, fuck, we are. Go get us a pint there, friend.
Fuck,
so then
we
he
are.
Did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
How do you
oh,
have no. a Scottish accent?
Poodle's getting turned
very
on
good.
When you
I'm
do
very good at accents.
With that, I need to go refresh my drink so I don't hit on you more. We're going to move over to y'all's feed, Concert Reality Check.
for the other two lonely hearts, and they only get worse from here.
This was the high point, oddly enough.
Y'all, thank you for being on our show. Real quick, where can people find you?
You can find us on Constant Reality Check on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. We are on Twitter at @ConstantRC_pod. It's really just my burner account. You can also find me on Instagram and TikTok at Meredith Constant. Snacky.
I am on Instagram and TikTok, @JackConstant_. Snapchat, @JackConstant_1. Fuck that person who took mine. And Facebook is Jonathan Jack Constant.
But also, we're on Patreon and Supercast as well. So if you want to check us out over there, Constant Reality Check.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Back and, you know, wherever you subscribe to podcasts.
Send your panties to Jack.
Send your panties to Jack, not Meredith.
I'll give you feet pics.
Or your toenails or you know, whatever. Wait. Justine and Michael Pukes were sending each other.
I guarantee you, Jack, women have just imagined what you looked like and have just looked you up. I know our listeners. They have.
Jack, you're in so much trouble.
Because we would do the same thing.
Oh, that's what I do. That's my move.
I'm just a guy. That's all.
All right, everybody.
Oh, yes, you are.
Okay, we're going to go on that. Meredith and Jack, thank you all so much for being just such supporters and friends of our show. And this is a dream to do
this.
We'll
see you on your feed.
Thank you.
Thanks for life.